Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody, everywhere. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. That's Dr. Don Colbert. That's his wife, Mary. Jesus is here, and this studio audience is here. So what's left? Glory to God. Let's have fun. Give the Lord a praise. Glory to God. Now, the Lord dropped something in my heart and on yesterday's broadcast. And Dr. Colbert's new book, Healthy Gut Zone, Heal Your Digestive System to Restore Your Body and Renew Your Mind. And renew your mind. So, we were talking about when yesterday you got into what leaky gut actually is. Now, I'd heard that term. I really didn't know what that was. That's nasty.
It really is.
I mean, that's a killer.
That's the root cause of most every GI disease and most every systemic disease known to man, yet very few doctors even recognize it.
Now, part three, gut answers, full of answers, provides you with a healthy gut zone diet outline, practical steps that you can take to get your gut back to healthy state. This is where your gut wants to go, and now you have the tools to get there. Now, we talked about this. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will, it don't set you free, it makes you free, he
Amen.
Said. But you can know it and not act on it, and what good is that?
Right.
You have to do
right.
it.
Yeah.
And God's not going to make your decisions for you. But this book will make your decisions. And the decision is ours. So, now, what do I do? And as I said yesterday, communion, taking communion is a huge part of this. I learned this long ago, to take communion. And I do it a lot. It just says as often as you do this. It didn't say you had to do it at church. Communion, and all of this now, don't forget the power of covenant.
Amen.
There's blood behind these words.
Amen.
So, open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Now, notice the apostle, this great apostle said, for I received of the Lord. And it goes back to those times that he separated himself for years and got before the Lord. I've received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament, or the New Covenant, in my blood. This you do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. Now, verse 28, you don't stop right there. Most churches stop there. That's not it. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh condemnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now look, verse 31. Don't quit till you get to verse 31. I set this food that is just tearing me up.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Just tearing me apart. I haven't been able to put this thing down. And I did this over cigarettes. And I did it over, I learned to do it over coffee. Coffee was tearing me. Now, not everybody does this way. It'll do it to anybody that abused it the way that I did. Because I did a lot of flying and I just...
Well, you drank by the pot, not by the cup.
I did. And my elbows started hurting me and just... And so I set aside and fasted for 3 days for the wisdom of God. I received it. And he said, if you want my will for you, don't ever drink another cup of coffee as long as you live. I said, now you want me to preach this? He said, I wasn't talking to everybody else. I'm talking to you. Because I abused it. Right. So mm-hmm. I got that whole pot and everything, that nasty old green bag that Corinne I had, and my Folgers mm-hmm. and my little coffee pot. Right. He said, set it out there. And I put it out there. I have no need of you again hereafter forever. And I haven't had a cup of coffee since, and it's been 40 years.
That's awesome.
You did the same with sugar, didn't you?
Did the same thing with sugar. Right. Now, judge yourself. Mm-hmm. If you don't judge mm-hmm. yourself,
that is so good.
You will be right. judged.
Amen.
That is so
now,
good.
Now, remember in Mark 11, Jesus saw that fig tree yes. afar off, mm-hmm. went over there expecting to find figs on that tree. And he didn't. Now listen, it didn't say he spoke to the fig tree. He answered it. You mm-hmm. better speak to that chocolate
Amen.
Cake.
Amen. That's good. That's good. Amen.
Take communion and start talking to it. Mm-hmm. I don't like you. You're death to me. You're death to my gut. You Amen. Don't go in my gut anymore. You understand that? No. Mm-hmm. And write it down. God wrote the covenant to you. You write down your covenant with Him. Now, to show you how you do this, He is my strength. I'll never be hungry again for the rest of my life. I believe I receive my strength. Jesus is my strength according to and the Scriptures in the spirit, soul, and body. I'll go on the strength of the Lord. I love you, O Lord, my strength. Strength and so forth and so on. And I carried this. You can see how long
yes,
I carried it.
I know. You carried
and
that
all of this,
long time.
That the double strength in my spirit. All of this was over food. On this day, Monday, September the 10th, 2000, I enter into the final phase of the Simeon Protocol. And you remember that?
Yes, I remember
that's
that.
What
yes.
actually broke
absolutely,
it, for me.
It did. Absolutely.
I've never had to do it again.
Well, what's amazing, and what, now my problem when I had developed psoriasis, you know, I didn't just, what happened, I woke up one morning with psoriasis, but it took me years to develop it. And what I was doing unknowingly back in the late 80s, I'd gone in solo practice. And I didn't have time to be sick. So if I were to get a sinus infection or something, I had no problem. I'd go to my cabinets where I had tons of antibiotics. I was taught during residency, if you're sick with a sinus infection, take an antibiotic. So I took the strongest antibiotic back then, which was Augmentin. And I took a whopper dose. I only took it for like maybe a week. And then I didn't miss a lick. I didn't miss work at all. I could do anything. But then what happened?
He's been in practice 40 years and he has never
missed one day of work.
For sickness.
Praise God.
But what happened is I didn't realize when I did that, I was damaging my gut until back in early 1990, around 91, I woke up covered with psoriasis. I mean, covered. And it was the itchiness, reddest, most inflamed rash, but I had invited it in. Now, the first time I was healed miraculously by God. The second time I prayed, it didn't happen. He said, you're going to have to choose the right foods to eat. And He literally led me with this insatiable appetite to learn what the answers were. I had to find it. I had to look for it. And what I found is I found that certain foods inflame the gut for most everyone, but especially for, this was back in early 1990s. They didn't have this information out. I had to search for it, but I found that back then, when I checked my blood, I checked for food sensitivities. I found my body was highly sensitive to gluten or wheat. I found out it was also highly sensitive to tomatoes and peppers, which are nightshades, which, by the way, inflame almost every autoimmune disease. It's like an accelerant, putting a fire accelerant on a fire to make it burn hotter.
Listen to that.
And so what I was doing every day, realize, church, the flesh is dumb. The flesh usually craves the very foods that invite disease into the body. And I was inviting disease in every meal with wheat bread, and every lunch when I'd have that big old bowl of salsa with tomatoes and peppers in it. And I loved it so much, when I was finished with it, I'd take the whole bowl and drink it. And then an hour or so later, I'd be on fire itching. But
he'd eat cheese sandwiches, which was inflaming his sinuses.
Exactly. So again, the Lord dealt with me.
Well, it's a never-ending cycle.
The flesh craves the foods that invite disease into it. But here's what happened. When I gave up these foods, within a month, just like Mary, I quit craving them. And then the rash totally went away and hasn't come back.
Now, I had to do the same thing with bread.
Yeah, right.
I was a bread addict.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly back Kenneth B.C.
Well, let me tell you something about bread.
But it was killing me.
Oh, I know. Bread is, can I tell you, again, Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. This is not the same bread as in Jesus' day.
It ain't even close.
This bread is from dwarf wheat that is crossbred and hybridized. And as a result, now wheat contains approximately 23,788 different inflammatory peptides that can inflame our bodies. The worst two are glutenins and gliadins.
Now, we mentioned this earlier in my dressing room.
Yeah.
My grandson by marriage is Greek.
Yes.
And can you imagine, I have a granddaughter that lives in Thessalonica?
That's great. Love it.
Oh, come on.
Amen.
Anyway, in Greece, they protect the food chain by law. That happens in France. You don't mess with the food chain there. These are very old countries. They have people that live a long, long time. And because they habitually eat good food.
Amen.
Don't know God, live a long time, die and go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
But still, they lived good while they were here.
And you know, what's amazing is they have little bitty refrigerators there. They don't have these great big Sub-Zero.
They don't need them.
They don't need them because they eat fresh.
Yeah.
Every day. That was the biggest eye-opening for me when we went to Greece.
Now, you remember Carlo.
Yes.
And, of course, Yvonne's, his son,
yes,
is helping
Yvonne's
me now.
Great. Love him.
But Carlo is Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And his grandmother, he was raised by his grandmother. And his grandmother went to market every day. And she prepared for what she was going to fix breakfast the next morning. But she would go to market then after breakfast and get lunch. Then she would go to market after lunch and get the evening meal. That's the way they lived. They just lived a long time. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's what we saw a few years ago. We went to Greece. Mm-hmm. And one of the most amazing experiences was when we went to the island of Crete. Mm-hmm. And Crete is a huge island, but the food, we went there with one that used to live in Crete. Now her family still lives in Crete. And so we went to a little local restaurants that no one knows about way out in the country. And it was amazing in this restaurant where we would be with the whole family. And first they'd bring a huge salad. Now they set before us a big old bottle of olive oil.
Well, sure.
And what we did by
they
the time that
they grew it outside,
we were in the plains of Mezerah, which is some of the most fertile olive groves in the world, surrounded by the Aegean Sea, where it's in a valley surrounded by mountains, where the breeze comes through there and creates and you have goats and sheep fertilizing
This is where Paul
olives.
Was shipwrecked. You know,
yes,
yeah. Same place.
Yeah. And so what happened is in this restaurant, we would start with a big old Greek salad. We'd have cucumbers and lettuce, and we'd have lots of olive oil and lots of veggies on it. And we would literally pour the olive oil all over our salad. We didn't have other vinegar or anything else, just olive oil and olives, lots of olives. And they were grown right there. We were right in the middle of the plains of Mezerah. And so what happened then, they would bring, you know, fish and chicken that was grilled or baked.
Organic
and lots of veggies. And it was just literally food right out of the garden.
They don't have to do organic. It just
is.
No,
it is.
It is organic.
That's what I told Don. I said, I am about ready to move back to Greece.
But the lifestyle, guys.
It's amazing.
It was amazing how we sat there for hours. Mm-hmm. We laughed, we fellowshiped. They were Greek Orthodox, but they were Christian. They loved the Lord with all their heart. But what was so amazing is literally the joy that was there. We were no strife. And what I find is so many Americans, they eat so quick. They chew that bite one or two times and they wash it down with usually soda. And what happens is all that undigested food sits in there and becomes food for the bad bacteria. And then so many Americans are having heartburn, indigestion, bad gas, bloating. And again, we need to chew our food. The most important thing for digestion is chewing your food and being in a state of relaxation. Now, here's how Americans are. We just have maybe 5 or 10 minutes to eat. And we're rushed
busy.
Or we're sitting in the car eating fast foods.
Too busy.
And so what happens is that food, literally, as we're not producing the enzymes or the hydrochloric acid that digests the food. When most everyone gets to age 70, they run out of pancreatic reserve, where the pancreas does not produce the digestive enzymes you need. And most every patient at that age, I have to put them on digestive enzymes and I have to instruct them. I say, chew each bite 20 to 30 times. I used to say 30. Forget it. I came down to 20 because no one was doing 30. So I said, okay, I'll compromise. Come down to 20 times. Take your enzyme. Some people need hydrochloric acid. Why is it I found that so many people over 70, they lose their muscles in their arms and legs and they grow bellies? It's because they don't have enzymes and hydrochloric acid. They're going to their doctor. They're taking proton pump inhibitors, acid blockers. And when you don't have acid, guess what? You don't absorb your calcium. You don't absorb your magnesium that creates strong bones. And you start to get muscle wasting because you don't have the protein. So we literally lose your B12. You can't absorb B12. And so what we do when we do this, we literally jumpstart the digestion with digestive enzymes.
Let me ask you something, Dr. Colbert. Mm-hmm. You remember back some years ago, I was sensitive to B12.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And back there then, to get B12, you had to give me a shot.
Shot, right.
Well, of course, I get all of my, just about everything in the food that I eat.
Good.
And I have
good.
My supplements and so forth.
Well, you know,
But I'm no longer sensitive to that.
Right.
Well, what caused that sensitivity to B6 and B12?
Well, again, it's usually not chewing your food. It's stress when you eat, stress. And then and you get your B12, and a lot of these synthetic vitamins people get sensitized to. But when you eat protein and chew the protein, B12 is in protein, animal foods, animal
That's
products.
Right.
So is CoQ10. And just so happens, vegetarians don't get enough B12 and CoQ10, which we get from animal products. You get chicken and meat and, again, fish. All of these are important. That's why you chew your food. You don't take so many synthetic vitamins. You literally let your food be your medicine.
Mm-hmm.
God's designed it. But again, after age 70, a lot of people need those digestive enzymes and or some need hydrochloric acid. And so many people, I see so many people on these acid blocking drugs because so many people have heartburn. And so many doctors think that heartburn is an acid overproduction. Usually, when people have heartburn and indigestion, it's too little acid, and it's a valve problem. You see, we have a little valve at the top of our stomach called the lower esophageal sphincter. It's a sphincter. It's a valve that contracts, a muscle that contracts, and certain foods cause that valve to pop open. But the worst thing that causes that valve to pop open is obesity. The more belly fat you have, the more that valve is going to pop open, and then you're going to get a proton pump inhibitor, an acid-blocking drug.
Is it because of the pull against it?
It's because the pressure.
It pulls it open.
Just picture this. Picture putting a watermelon on a hot water bottle. What's going to happen?
Well,
the water's going to come out of that hot water bottle.
Pressure.
Well, that's what we're doing. This happens to every woman at 6 months pregnancy almost. At 6 months pregnancy, their uterus grows up above the umbilicus or belly button, And most women start to get acid reflux. So they tell the woman, elevate the head of your bed. And so what happens with men, they're not pregnant, but they got like triplets or twins as far as a belly goes. They get a big old belly that's overlapping their belt, and that belly fat is pushing their stomach up through their diaphragm, creating a hiatal hernia, creating reflux, and they're taking these proton pump inhibitors, and these proton pump inhibitors destroy or lower the acid by as much as 80%. When your acid goes down, God gave us acid to kill the bad bacteria and the viruses and H. pylori and parasites we take in. When you
so
cut out.
You can see why with COVID, the obese people were at risk for it to be
certainly.
Taken out.
Yeah.
That is the reason they were more likely to be taken out.
But here's what happens. When you're on proton pump inhibitors and antibiotics and anti-inflammatories, you get an overgrowth of this bad bacteria in your gut. And so that's why so many women and men, when they're on these, they eat sugar, carbs, and starches, and their belly will swell up like they pumped up with an air hose. And they think, oh my goodness, what is going on? Is there an alien in there? No, you've got what condition we call SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, from your proton pump inhibitor, because the acid is designed to kill off those bad bacteria. It's that simple.
Well, I can see that what that would do to the sinuses then.
Well, then the acid comes up, it causes sore throat, it can also create all kinds of eventually sinus issues. I cannot tell you how many people lose their voice, have hoarseness, and it's due to their acid reflux. And I fix it I fix it every day in my office. I simply pull the hiatal hernia down. I simply align the T7 usually that goes out. I tell them tell my women, throw away the Spanx and the girdles. You're asking for reflux. There's four main foods that create reflux. Coffee or caffeine, number one. Alcohol, number two. Peppermint, spearmint, number three. Those all dilate that sphincter. And dark chocolate. The darker the chocolate, the more the reflux. Now you say, wait, chocolate's good for you. Yes, it is, but you eat it late at night. Many people have acid reflux. There's other foods I talk about in my book, Gut Zone, because we show you how to overcome these most common gut diseases that people are going to the doctor, getting these meds that's making their gut worse. And with simple things like apple cider vinegar. How simple.
Oh.
You take a teaspoon to a tablespoon in water before or after your meal, and boom, turns off most reflux. If you don't like the taste, get the little gummies without the sugar. And it turns it off most of the time. It's that simple. So I tell them how to do it, and most everyone that comes in with reflux, I can usually improve it dramatically within 1 minute.
Back when I was a young boy, if I got a sore throat or something like that, my mother would fix honey tea.
Mm-hmm.
And apple cider vinegar and just a little touch of honey where the sour didn't get to me. And it'd just be gone in a few minutes. And we're out of time again. Give the Lord a praise.
Too fast.
Amen. Thank you, Doc.
Praise God.
Hallelujah for that. Hallelujah. Come on, Jeremy. Help us here, son.
Thank you, Papa. When we follow God's Word and the leading of the Holy Spirit, our senses can be trained by practice to discern or distinguish between what is good and what is not. Our desires and cravings can shift, like Dr. Colbert said, and they line up with what is good for our bodies and our minds.
Did you know the foods you're eating could be damaging the 75% of immune cells that live in your gut, causing things like brain fog, fatigue, and weight gain? The good news is God wants you well and has given you everything you need to thrive. Dr. Dawn Colbert's newest book, Healthy Gut Zone, will transform your health when you learn how to take care of your digestive system. Dr. Dawn Colbert, a board-certified MD for more than 25 years, has helped tens of thousands of people get their health back on track. In his book, learn how you can eat to overcome diseases such as IBS, acid reflux, autoimmune diseases, and even brain-related conditions like ADHD and Alzheimer's. Discover the foods that contain healing properties for optimal gut health. It's more than a diet. It's a lifestyle built on God's principles of healing. Take your journey to good health with Healthy Gut Zone. Heal your digestive system, renew your mind, and restore your body. Order Dr. Dawn Colbert's latest book, Healthy Gut Zone, at a special price of $14.99 on kcm.org/TV special, or when you call 800-600-6400. 7395. Learn how a healthy digestive system is the key to a healthy brain and body. Get your health back on track to live a full and satisfied life. Offer good for 60 days. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Jesus is the healer. He loves you and He wants you well. He took every sickness, He took every disease upon Himself, and He did it for you so that you could live healed and whole and well and strong. And Jesus also died for you so that you could have eternal life. And that's living life more abundantly right now. That's living life more abundantly with Him and in His presence for eternity. And in Him, with Him, and through Him, you can live long. You can live strong. Today, make Him the Lord and the Savior of your life. Let Him show you how to live this better life. If you've never done that before, then just pray this out loud with me. Say this after me. Father in heaven, I come to You in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that You raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I repent and I receive forgiveness, cleansing. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Take my life, Jesus. Do something with it and fill me with Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Now listen to me, if you prayed that prayer, if you believed it in your heart and you said it with your mouth, you are saved. You are saved from hell and eternity. You are saved from hell on earth. You're born again. This is the first day of the rest of your life, and all of the promises of God right now belong to you. That's health in this life. That's abundance and peace and protection. And to learn more about your new life in Christ Jesus, KCM would like to offer you this free salvation package. It includes a book called He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And along with the book, we're going to send you a couple of little brochures that are here to help you learn how to read, how to study your Bible, and to find out more about who you are in Jesus and who He is in you. To get your free salvation package, just go to kcm.org. And while you're on kcm.org, check out the Real Help section. There you're going to find topics on healing and faith and finances, relationships, life, work, and spiritual growth. Each area includes scriptures and prayers and confessions that are there to help you build your faith and receive victory in every area of your life. Brother Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. It is the place where you can go on a daily basis to find out more, like we've said already today, about who you are in Jesus and who Jesus is in you. And the best part is, it's free. There are thousands of hours of teaching and ministry materials that are there for you. You hear the word, be a doer of the word, and it'll put foundation underneath your feet. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus as Lord and Savior today, KCM has a gift for you. To request your salvation package free, go to kcm.org/salvation. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.